Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the 10th chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Dalid and He. So we are still discussing people who no longer have a share in the world to come, and Mishnah Dalid tells us, Anshe Yir Hanidachas Ein Lahem Chelak L'Olam Haba. The people who are part of a city that turns en masse to idolatry, they do not have a share in the world to come. Shnei Amar, as the Pasuk tells us, Yatzu Anashim B'nei Belial, Mikir Becha, V'adichu, Es Yoshvei Yeram. So base, lowly, despicable people, they go out from your midst, and they lead astray the inhabitants of their city. And we'll take a quick look at the very first part in Nuro, so we'll understand why this is. V'yetzu Anashim B'nei Belial, base, lowly, despicable people go out. Banim She'enam Olim B'tchias Hamesim. So Belial means that they will not go up when the righteous are restored with the revival of the dead. Continuing on our Mishnah, Ve'eno Neharugin, and they are not killed by the sword, Ad Shiyu Madicheha Me'oso Ha'ir U'Me'oso Ha'Shevet, unless the ones who led them astray were from that city and from that tribe, Ve'ad Shiyudach Ruba, and the majority of the city has to be led astray, Ve'ad Shiyadichum Anoshim, and the ones who lead them astray have to be men, Hidichu Hanoshim Uktanim, if they were led astray by women or by children, oshahudach miuta, or if only a minority of the city was led astray, oshahayu madicheha chutzala, or if the ones who led them astray came from outside the city or the tribe, hare elu kiyachidim, then they are not judged as an ir hanidachis, they're not judged en masse, they're rather judged as individuals who committed an idolatrous act. Utzrichim shnei edim, v'hasrala kol echad ve'echad, and they need two witnesses and a warning for each individual. Zechomer b'yachidim mibamarubim, and in this sense, judging them as individuals is more stringent than judging them en masse. Shahayachidim b'skila, because people who are convicted of idolatry individually get stones, which is a harsher death penalty than the sword. Lefikach mamonam palate. Therefore, because they're getting the harsher death penalty, their wealth is spared, their property is not destroyed. Bahamarubim b'sayif, and those who are judged en masse are executed by the sword, lefikach mamonam aved. That's why their wealth is destroyed. So they get a lesser death penalty, but they have the additional penalty of their wealth being destroyed. Let's look in the Bar Nuro. We already did the first one. Achiu madicheha me'oso ha'ir. So the ones who lead them astray have to be from that city, dechsiv, because the Torah tells us, v'yadichu es yoshvei yiram. They lead astray the inhabitants of their city, v'lo yoshvei yir acheres, not the inhabitants of another city. U'me'oso ha'shevet, they have to be from the same tribe, dechsiv mikirbecha, from your midst, mikarev ha'shevet atzmo, so they have to be from that same tribe. V'yad she'yudach ruba shal'ir, they have to lead astray the majority of the city, dechsiv yoshvei yiram, the inhabitants of that city, Demashma Yeshuva Shalir, the Hainu Ruva. So once again, the language suggests that it's the majority of the people. Hare Eloki Yachidim, if any of these factors are missing, they're judged as individuals. Sha'avdu Avarazara, who worshipped idols. Vidonu Beskila, Umamonam Palait. They would be judged for the potential death penalty of stoning, but their wealth would not be destroyed. Utsrichim, and they would each require. Anshe Yir HaNidachas, the people of that city being judged as individuals. Shnei Edim B'Hasrayim L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad, they would need two witnesses and warning for each one. Shehayu Marbim Lahem Batei Dinin, they would have to make additional courts in order to try all these people. V'Kol Mi Shenimsa She'Avad Avada Zara Be'Edim V'Hasra Mafrishin Osan Achiru Imhem Ruba Shalir. And every time someone was brought to court, if they had the witnesses and the warning that's required, they would put them aside until they see if all the individuals actually make up a majority of the city. Mevino san la bezdin hagadol, and then they would bring them to the great Sanhedrin. Begomrin dinan sham v'horgimo sam v'saif umamonam aved. And if that's the case, then they would be judged for the death penalty of decapitation, and their wealth would be forfeit, it would be destroyed. V'imlo nimsu ruba shal'ir, but if they do not constitute a majority of the city, dananosan beskila umamonan palate, then they would be judged for the potential of stoning, but their wealth would not be destroyed. Let us continue now in Mishnah Hay. Hake take es, So it tells us to smite. Hachameres v'hagamelis ha'overes mimokom l'mokom hare elu matzilin oso. So a camel driver or a donkey driver who travel from place to place, they can actually save the city from being considered an Ir HaNidachas. Hachareim oso v'yas kol asher ba v'yas v'hem tolefi charev. So you have to destroy the city and everything in it, and all the cattle, etc. Mikan amru nichsei tzadikim shebasocha ovdin shebachutzala platin. So from here they said that the people who did not commit this crime, if they were righteous people, but they were in a city where most people turn to idolatry, then their property in the city would be lost, but any property that they had outside the city would be spared. The shel rishayim, but the property of the guilty, of the ones who committed this act, bein shebasocha, bein shebachutzala hare elu ovdin. Whether their property was in the city or outside the city, it was forfeit and had to be destroyed. Let's look in the Bartonero, who explained the case of the donkey drivers and the camel drivers. Hachameres v'hagamelas, those who drive donkeys and camels. Shira shel chamarim b'shel gamalim, it's talking about a caravan of donkeys or camels. Shenish tahu b'ir shloshim yom, and if they stay in the city for 30 days, havuluhu b'chlau yoshve yiram, then they are considered like residents of the city. Hare elu matzilin, these can save the city. Im rov anshei ha'ir hadachu umiat lo hudachu. If the majority turn to idolatry and a minority don't, the chamarim ugamalim shelo hudachu mashlimin es hamiut lasoso rov. If you add these donkey drivers and camel drivers to the minority, which then makes them the majority, helo elu matzilin she'en mamonim aved el nidonim ki yachidim. So this keeps the city from being declared in Ir HaNidachas and all the property from being destroyed, and those who worshipped idols would just be judged as individuals. V'hu adin de'gomrim nami la'asos Ir HaNidachas im hudachu imam la'asos amrov. Conversely, if the minority worships idols and you add the donkey driver and camel driver to that minority and it becomes a majority, they can also tip it to become guilty. So why does it only say they can save the city, not they can condemn the city? The Tama Aschusa Ka Mahader. It's better to talk about the possibility of acquittal. We want to go in the favorable way. Vod the Psika Leitve. The Stam Chameres Ugamelas Ein Datan Meoreves Im Bnei Ha'ir Shiyu Nidachinimahem. But also the course of the matter, the natural order of things, is that a passing donkey driver or camel driver is not as likely to be led astray with the group mentality of the people who actually live there. So not only is it the preferable way, but it's also the more natural order of things. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Hay. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter and begin the final chapter, Perek Yud Aleph.